the people had after 2 hours. He's elated. He thinks that they're reconsidering the whole business. He said they took very careful notes, and he A-bit most of the talking. He said he milked everything that he'd gotten from me, from Jesse, and from Leonard. And he said they were very much impressed. Barron said at one point, said, now some of these things, I have your statement, and then I have other statements to the contrary from other people. And I said, Abe said, well, I'm just trying to give you the facts as best I understand them, and you'll have to evaluate them. Then Sieb said, suppose we want to print what you're telling us, can we attribute it to somebody? And Abe suggested that since they'd agreed this was for background, that they'd let him know if they decided they wanted to print anything, so he said, and then they'd talk about how to handle it. He said, I think the impact was terrific. I told him what was in the wire from Naaman, and they gave me the impression that they were going to check back with Naaman because Barron felt it was something different from what he had told him. That they had difficulty squaring it with what Naaman had said. On the Moses thing...
All right, I would call Don and tell him that right now.
All right.
Next. Moses.
Yes, sir. They said they saw on the Moses, I read it to them and told them there'd be no, had been no such incident whatsoever.
Dyer is here, too. He'll point that out.
There just had been no such incident whatsoever, all right. And just as we were walking out, Barron turned around and said, you know, the most important thing here in the whole story is the December incident. I said, yes, I agree with you. And the burden of proof is very heavy on you. And with the President of the United States involved, it becomes tremendous. And it just didn't happen. And as you went through, I ticked off from page to page every place that came up about the FCC giving special treatment. I had covered it very thoroughly once, but then I went back over it that we'd never asked for anything that was contested. We'd never gotten any special favors. We'd only asked for one once. And that was an expedited consideration, and it was denied. And by the time I got through, there wasn't much left in the article. They said they had a big job of reconsideration to do on the whole article. We will have to see what happens now. Leonard had given me a very helpful clipping from the New York Times that said that places frequented by the president, installations of telephonic nature were permanently installed, and mentioned his cousin as an example. I showed them this clipping to establish that the fact there was a telephone in Morrison's house didn't indicate in any way that it was there where they could talk business, and that it was there for any place.
Yes.
Yes? This is Mary.
Did you ring?
Nope, yours rang.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.